Welcome to Wrestling the Revenue Podcast, where we educate, enlighten, and encourage how to improve our quality of sleep to grow our business and improve your health and wellness. I am Donella D. Morin, certified sleep science coach, certified holistic life coach, author, national editor of the Black National Unity News, and a speaker. I am pleased to have my special guest, Lynis Woods Mullins, certified yoga and nutrition, podcaster, author, midlife influencer, wellness consultant, and creator and moderator of Vibe. Welcome, Lynis, and thank you for your time and expertise.
Thank you for inviting me, Donetta.
You are so welcome. I'm going to get right to the questions. My first one is, why do you decide to focus on women 40 and plus for holistic wellness?
Well, I decided to focus on women over 40 because when I began my business at 51, I was over 40. And I always believe that talking about what you know best in terms of your own personal life experience makes it so much more authentic. So I decided to specialize initially in anxiety because I was overcoming an anxiety disorder, and my knowledge of overall wellness grew from there. And the reason why I take a holistic approach is that I believe that in order to truly be well in our mind, we have to address the needs of the mind, the body, and the spirit. So all of the coaching programs that I have and everything I do goes with that approach of addressing the various needs of the mind, body, and spirit, no matter what it is that you might be correcting, whether it's weight loss or chronic disease like diabetes, the approach to heal from those situations really should be a holistic approach where you're addressing, how the mind impacts the issue that you're trying to solve, how the body is impacted, and how the spirit is related to all that you're going through.
Oh my goodness, I love that. And that is so true because lots of times, you know, when you get a certain age and it's interesting with 40 and plus, because sometimes that's when it's that 40 year, I think it's crisis, how sometimes women might feel. And so it's good that you have that. And then the most important is a holistic approach, because that is true, to treat the whole mind and body. So I love that. So and also I love the idea that you have said is so much better when you speak from your own experience, because you're able to be totally totally authentic and true because you're starting with yourself. So thank thank you for that. Now the next question is, what does midlife connector mean?
A midlife connector, for me anyway, means someone who basically is a midlife influencer. Over the last 13 years, as a expert in the field of health and wellness for women over 40, I have really developed an excellent network of midlife professionals in the wellness industry, you know, doctors, coaches, holistic practitioners, naturopaths, aromatherapists, yogis, all kinds, and regular doctors, MDs, all kinds of people in that usually have something to do with the health genre. And over the years, I've gathered over 150,000 people who follow me on the internet. And that has kind of put me more in the realm of a connector and an influencer, because I know so many of the people who follow me in my network, and many of the experts and things in the mind, body, spirit movement over the last 13 years have been on one of my podcasts or one of my webcasts, or they've spoken at an event or a webinar or whatever. And so I just have a lot of great connections, and that's why I say I'm the midlife connector.
That is great. And I really haven't heard it put as connector as opposed to influencer. And so I like that concept, which is a lot better. So do you actually, like, if someone is looking for a particular doctor, or they're looking for a yoga instructor, do you actually connect them, or is it that you just know a lot of people that health field?
I always am referring people to other practitioners. I would hope that they do the same as well. I think that to maneuver, the layperson maneuvering in the wellness industry can be very frustrating because there's so much out there. And there's also a lot of, quite frankly, charlatans, if you will, out there that really aren't qualified to be speaking to people's lives that way. So when, you know, I refer someone, it's usually somebody that I have worked with before or I have knowledge of, that we've worked together on things before. And so I can stand behind the people that I refer.
Okay, great, great. Okay, now the next question is, what is VIBE, if you can break down what VIBE means?
VIBE stands for being vibrant, intuitive, beautiful, and emerged. And each one of the coaching programs that I have kind of covers that component. There's VIBE Emotions, which talks about anxiety, depression, stress, and the imposter syndrome. And VIBE Energy, which is an energy healing program and wellness program. And VIBE Moving, which covers nutrition, fitness, and meal planning. And all of them, you know, meet the whole idea of VIBE, which is basically having a VIBE life is basically meaning that you're healthy, that you have taken care of that mind, body, spirit connection, and you're, you know, currently engaged, always engaged, and making sure that your self-care is a number one on your list.
I love that. I love that. And I also believe that your attitude and then your mindset make a big difference too. Because, you know, it plays a part in how you think of yourself and then your self-care, you know, that if you think you owe that, then you are, regardless of your age. And, you know, not saying that you can do some of the things when you were younger, but to me, the way you think make a big, big difference. Of course, taking care of yourself, that plays a part. So I really do appreciate you sharing that.
Absolutely. I do agree with you. Your mindset is very important. People who are, for instance, trying to release weight, if their mindset isn't on point, they're not going to be as successful as they could be. It's just extremely important that what's going on between your two ears is on point so that it can support you in what it is that you're doing. When your mindset isn't right, then it's really hard to be successful in reaching any kind of wellness goals or any kind of life change goals.
Yes, and that is true, because that's a runner, because I just completed a 10-day green smoothie with detox, where I had smoothies for three meals, and I had certain snacks in between. And now that I'm off, it's just like I don't even want to go back, and I can still continue that, except for I eat once a day, and then I have smoothies either for breakfast or dinner. And now my whole mindset is totally different now as far as the way I want to eat. So that really set the foundation as far as for me to continue to eat healthier. So this sometimes that's what you need to do, is a detox to set you straight. And that really helped me out a lot.
Yep, that's true. That's absolutely true.
Yes. Thanks for listening to Recipes the Revenue Podcast. We're going to take a quick break.
Hello, and welcome to Out and About with Antoinette on the Delaware Blogger Podcast. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake. And if you're a new listener, let me tell you what you'll be hearing here on Out and About with Antoinette. Each week, I have an opportunity to interview a guest who is from in or around the state of Delaware that is doing positive things in their communities. I will introduce you to them so that they can share their vision and their mission, and then you can share it with others. So stay tuned each week to Out and About with Antoinette. In the meantime, in between time, make sure you subscribe to my blog, delblogger.com. Find and follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest at delblogger, and on Twitter at Delaware Blogger. And you can see my face in the place on YouTube and IGTV. See ya, it's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger.
This is Donetta D. Mooring. I want to share with you my new book, 21 Days to Improve Your Sleep Hygiene and Lose Weight.
It's a great book that provides guidance, tips, and techniques on how you can become more mindful, gain energy, and become more productive to grow your business. I appreciate you purchasing my book on Amazon, or you can go to my website, Donetta D. Mooring, which is DonettaDMooring.com. Thank you for your support. I am Donetta D. Mooring, Restless the Revenue Podcast, and we have our special guest, Lennis Woods Mullins. I'm going to continue with the question. The next one is, how is energy healing connected to sleep?
Well, I don't know if it's directly connected to sleep, because a lot of times people don't realize what energy healing is. It can increase your energy, but actually what it is, it has to do with enhancing or improving your energies in terms of how it impacts your mind-body-spirit connection. People many times have had trauma in their life, some kind of emotional trauma, something that has been has caused a great hurt or a great pain. And in order to heal from that, you have to be able to peel back the layers and really heal it from the cellular level so that it no longer impacts you and brings with it the same kind of energy that it did before. It could be, for instance, you were involved in a car accident and you're thinking on the surface that you are healed on the surface, but emotionally, let's say every time you pass a yellow light, you suddenly start to sweat or begin to have this nauseating feeling or something that is related to the trauma. Many times it becomes so subconscious that you're not even realizing it. And it's the subconscious reaction that is very difficult to heal from traditional means. When you're doing energy healing, it helps you deal with those subconscious thoughts that impact your ability to think clearly, or your inability to maybe not be as engaged in a situation because of how you're reacting to something that has a trigger that is grounded way in the past. So from that perspective, energy healing could maybe improve your sleep overall if subconsciously you're not sleeping well because of these traumas or these things that have happened to you that you're still holding on to and still processing, and it's interfering with your sleep. But a lot of times people think that energy healing has to do with increasing your energy, but it really has to do with healing emotional pain and trauma that you've experienced in the past, that you need to heal from the cellular level so that you can move forward in a positive way.
Oh, my goodness. So that really answered my question, because I know I went through trauma as a child, and sleep was escape for me. And and I felt so much better when I got a good nice rest. And that's where it really started from. And then I had the energy to deal with it the next day and the day after. So, okay, so I understand you said, so I appreciate you sharing that, because I see it from a whole different perspective. So
yeah.
Thank you for that.
It's not a new concept. Energy healing, or some people call it Reiki, has been around for centuries.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's new in terms of traditional means of treating trauma, but it's very effective because some of the things that we're used to using doesn't really heal us from the cellular level. Subconsciously, those feelings are still coming back. I mean, there is psychotherapy and other things that you should do as well. But when it comes to really removing it from the cellular level so that your body doesn't react to it any longer when certain things happen, energy healing is quite impactful.
Right. Okay. Great. Then the other question I have, can you share your daily and weekend sleep journey? Like what do you do to get quality sleep?
Well, quite honestly, I don't know if I'm the best person to answer that question. I have a very different routine. I get up every morning at around 3 a.m. and I go to bed at around 7:30 or 8, unless I have something that I need to do. My getting up early started at getting up like around 5:30 in the morning. And that was so that I could get some time to myself before my kids woke up. But just recently, my sleep pattern has changed again, and now I'm getting up around 3:30. But I do try to make sure I go to bed by 7:30, so that I get my 6 hours of sleep. For me, I have to have at least 6 hours of sleep. If I don't have that, then I am just not as effective. If I get 5 hours and 55 minutes, that's not enough. I know that my body has to have the 6 hours. And I'm not advocating that people follow my sleep pattern at all, but I am advocating that they do have a sleep pattern. They go to sleep at a certain time every night, and that they wake up at a certain time every morning, because the body needs to understand the circadian rhythm. And right. And it's difficult to do that if you're all over the place. I do know that there's a certain time when you are in a deep sleep, from a metabolic standpoint, that your body really does shut down so that it can metabolize all the food and everything that you've eaten during the course of the day. If you don't get a really solid good night's sleep, then you're not giving the body an opportunity to repair itself. You're not giving the body the opportunity to metabolize all the food that you've eaten. And as a result, you're kind of cheating your body, because it's not getting all that, as much nutrients throughout the body that the organ needs in order for it to be, truly prepared for the next day. I think that a lot of people don't realize that just because you, if you go to bed at 11 and wake up at 9 the next day, that might be the full 7 or 8 hours, but you probably didn't get a chance to get into that deep sleep, because the deep sleep part comes, I believe, when you can tell me if I'm wrong, between the hours of 11 and 2 is when the body kicks into the deeper sleep to metabolize and to work through the foods. And a lot of people, if they're going to bed at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning, even though they may get up 8 hours later, the body doesn't shut down quite the same way, unless that is your regular sleep pattern all the time.
Right.
If it's not, right. If it's not, and many of us, it's not. There are some people who work, the PM shift from 3 to 11 or whatever. And over time, the body changes so that it can, break all the way down at a different time of the way, a different time of the day in comparison to other people. But in general, most people, go to bed around, 9, 10 or whatever, and get up in the morning at 6 or 7 or whatever. But if you're not giving that opportunity of being in some kind of a deep sleep between the hours of 11 and 2, then you're just cheating yourself. And over time, it does impact your body. I know that just from working with the hundreds of women that I've worked with when it comes to their overall wellness. One of the first things we talk about is what time they eat and what time they go to bed, because it makes such a huge difference in terms of their weight gain and all of that. And I do a lot of intermittent fasting for my clients. I help them with that. And that's one of the first things I ask about is, what time do you stop eating and what time do you go to bed? Because there's a huge correlation in terms of how deep your sleep is and how impactful your sleep is in terms of making sure your body is processing and metabolizing the food properly.
Yes. Did you said a couple of things. I'm glad you said, because, I know they say 8 hours of sleep, but I always say I totally disagree, because everybody is different. It depends. And see, exactly how much sleep that you need. So that's really crucial. Somebody might be fine with 5. Someone might need 7 or 8. So it just depends on the person, but you need to know. And then I love it when you said that if you only get 5 hours and 55 minutes, then that make a world of difference. And so your body, and then what you require. And so that's half the battle right there. And so the sleep journey is not always about, well, I do this before bed. Is how your body works. You making sure that you get enough quality sleep so you can heal, you can be productive, your brain cells can rejuvenate. And so that's really key. So thank you for that. I appreciate you sharing your journey.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Once again, thank you for staying with Restly's The Revenue Podcast. We'll be right back.
Did you know
42% of business startups fail because their product or service is not needed in the market. 22% of small businesses fail from poor planning. Only 40% of startups become profitable. Entrepreneurs, if you want to be on the positive side of these statistics, you need to tune into our podcast, Embrace the Possible. It is a new podcast focused on helping entrepreneurs, new and seasoned, build and sustain their future vision. If this sounds like you, join ICE Consulting and Coaching on this journey. With over 45 years of hands-on experience and training in business development, we will ensure you are on the positive side of these statistics. Tune into our podcast Wednesdays bi-weekly at 9 a.m. to be future ready.
Yes, the best way to contact me is on Instagram. My Instagram handle is at Vibe Wellness Woman. And on my Instagram, if you go to the link in my profile, that will connect you to all of my social media on Twitter, Pinterest, YouTube, Clubhouse, Facebook, LinkedIn. All of my stuff is there. Plus, there's a few free giveaways there that all have to do with wellness and things that you can do to enhance your self-care, to release weight, and to attract more positive energy. It's all there if you go to Instagram and click on my link in the profile.
Well, thank you. If you would like to discover, learn, and support me, you can go to Donetta10K.com, and that's the number 10K.com, where you can find my website or my podcast episodes, the services I offer on sleep, health, fitness, and wellness, including all my social media platforms and so much more. Once again, Donetta10K.com. Remember, sleep heals.